yesterday's discovery of the mousetrap right under your feet, Heatherly.
Yeah.
On your side of the studio. We have reason to believe it's been there for quite some time.
Well, you know, I kind of caught up my eye on occasion, but I always thought it was like a doorstop that just got kicked to the side or something.
No.
It's really none of my business.
It could be used as that. What I thought was, regardless how long it's been there, it had been tripped. I mean, it had at some point been set, and then something had tripped it, but there was nothing in it or around it. But what did it?
I don't know, but whatever it was trying to catch, that must be like the largest mouse in history.
So, allegedly, we've never seen one. No. We've never heard reports that there is a Hank FM studio mouse.
I mean, there's everything else you could possibly imagine in
but
this
But we don't
building.
Do much math, and when we put this two together, we, you know, put it together. So at 7:47 today, we will get to the bottom of it, and we will get somebody that knows the answer on the phone hotline.
Oh, boy, is it your dad? He's an exterminator.
7:47 today. And that will lead us into today's...
Will it float?
Oh, boy. Will it float item? Will it float Thursday today?
Of course. Will it float?
Kids love it. Who doesn't? It'll set you up for Sarah Evans at concert at Billy Bob's in about a month at 8 o'clock today. Will it float? And numerous suggestions. We do appreciate those. And many of those back pocketed for future use. Always encourage Hank fan participation, please. But today, taking over the Rangers baseball themed stuff, even though we're both in opening day Rangers, bless you, jerseys.
Thank you.
Any sort of cold medication, perhaps? bananas and peanut butter sandwiches was suggested because we've been on an Elvis kick. No, it's today. Since we're going to have him on, or somebody that is close to the matter, when it comes to the alleged Hank FM studio mouse, today going into the tank is the thing that started all this.
Oh, boy.
It is the very mousetrap that was threatening you, and you didn't even know it for quite some time.
And the note that I wrote to go along
with it. We do still have the note that did not make it to the manager, by the way, because we put it in the new bucket, which is used for, this is an emergency.
In case of an emergency.
Yes.
That's right. In your car, in case you can't stop.
Well, wherever you're listening.
That's a different game
wherever
entirely.
Wherever you're listening. So the mouse trap will go in, okay? Now, it is not a wooden one. It is a plastic one. There's metal mechanisms.
Yeah, that bad boy means business.
Struggled with this last night. I don't know what it's going to do.
I think it's... I mean, I don't...
Do
I
we
certainly
have gloves in here?
No, but I'm sure we have the tongs that Kelly brought us downstairs.
This is a brand new bucket, and we are sullying it by putting a potentially slightly used mousetrap
into
the tank.
It's food grade. It's
in case of an emergency.
Yes, ma'am.
In your car, in case you can't stop.
Well, right here, if you have a mousetrap going in at 8 o'clock today.
Waking up to real country mornings with KB and Heather Lee.